Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the first chapter of Maseches Edios. Today we are learning Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Mishnah Beis says, Shammai Omer, Mikav Lachala. Shammai says that a kav of dough, that's a measure, is what is necessary for taking challah. Challah not being the thing we eat on Shabbos, challah being a portion of dough that's removed and given to the Kohen. Nowadays we burn it. Behilal Omer, Mikavayim. Hillel says, no, you have to take it from two kav. The Chachamim Omrim, and the sages say, lo kedivrei zev, lo kedivrei zev. Not like this one, not like that one. So again, the theme of these first few Mishnayos in this tractate are halachas that are neither like Hillel nor like Shammai. So what do they say? El akav umechza chayavim b'chala. The sages take the middle path, and they say, a kav and a half is a measure that's required in challah. Umishahigdilo hamidos, and when they increased the size of the measurements, Armu Chameshus Revoyim Chayavim. They said that five Revoyim, again a revas of measure, it's a quarter, so five of these Revoyim is what's obligated in Chala. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Chamisha Peturin, Chamisha Va'od Chayavin. Rabbi Yossi says that exactly five is not required to have Chala taken, but a smidge over five, that pushes it into the realm of what requires challah to be taken. Let us look in the Bartnuro. Mikav l'challah, so you have to take challah from a kav. Isa sheyesh ba kav chayeves b'challah. So a dough that has a kav, that's a measure of flour in it, that's what needs challah taken. Let's skip a bit. Mishehigdilo hamidos, when they increase the size of the measurements. Zohi Mida Tzvoris. This refers to the Sepharis Mida, the Sepharis measure. So Hosifo Shosh Al Shal Yushalamis. They increased the Jerusalem measure by a sixth. Nimsu Hashisha Lugin Chamisha. So we see that six lug became five. So they increased it by a sixth, and what was considered six lug in the Jerusalem measure was only five lug in the Sepharis measure. Shehen Chamesh Revai Kav, which is five quarter kavs. Shehakav arba lugin, because a kav is four lugin. Chamesheva od chayavim. So Rabbi Yossi says five would not be required in challah, but over five would be. Diksava Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi feels, Midab midbaris, hayubayim gedolus mishalanu, echad me'esrim b'beya l'chol beya. So he feels that the wilderness measures, the biblical Torah measures, are 1/20th of an egg larger than ours. So each egg was 1/20th larger than what we would call a kebaya. The halacha kechachamim, and the matter follows the opinion of the sages, the kav umechza Yerushalmi, so 1.5 kav of the Jerusalem measure, the hainu shisha lugin Yerushalamis, and that's six lug in the Jerusalem measure, shehein shiva lugin ubeya v'chomesh be'a midbarios, and that is seven lug and one egg and a fifth of an egg in the Torah, the biblical wilderness measures, hein shir chala. That is the measure that requires chala to be taken. Mishnah Gimel. Hillel Omer. Hillel says, malo hin mayin she'uvim poslin es hamikvah. If you're filling up a mikvah and it's not yet done, and you add drawn water, then that's going to invalidate the mikvah that you're creating. Once a mikvah is done, it wouldn't have any effect. But if you're still building the mikvah, it would. So Hillel says, the measure of a hin of water that is drawn will invalidate a mikvah that's being filled. Sha'adam chayav lomer b'lashon rabo. And then the Mishnah makes what seems an odd statement, and we'll get two explanations for it, that a person needs to use the language that his teacher used. So, ostensibly, it's referring to why he calls it a hin, which is a biblical measure, and it's not the terminology of the Mishnah. Let's continue. Shammai Omer, Shammai says, Tisha Kavin, nine kav. V'chachamim Omrim, and the sages say, lo kedivrei zeh v'lo kedivrei zeh. Once again, these Mishnayos are where neither Hillel nor Shammai reflect the final halacha. So what do these sages say? El ad shebo shnei gardiyim mishar ha'ashbos shibrushalayim. So the matter was in doubt until two weavers came who would sit by the dung gate in Jerusalem. V'hiidu mishum Shamaya v'Avtayon. And they testified in the names of Shmaya and Avtayon. Shloshes lugin mayin she'uvim posunes ha'mikva. They heard these great sages of a previous generation say that three lug of drawn water will invalidate a mikveh that's being filled. V'kimu chachamim es divrehem. And the sages were able to validate and establish the halacha according to the words of these weavers. Let us look in the Bar Neuro. Hin. What's a hin? Shnei Masar Lugin. So that's 12 lug. So just to compare measures, the opinion of Hillel is that it's 12 lug to invalidate. The opinion of Shammai is that it's 9 kav. And the opinion of the weavers, quoting Shmaya v'Avtayon, is that it's 3 lug. So you see a big difference here between Hillel's opinion, which is 12 lug, and the weavers in the final halakha, which is only 3 lug. So, posanes ha-mikva, such an amount of drawn water will invalidate a mikva. Im naflu besocho kodem shinshalim shiro. If it falls into the water before it's got the full measure of a mikva. Avala acher shinshalim, but after the mikva is done, afilu hishlich lesocho kol mayim sha'uvim sheba'olam shuvenu poslin. Even if you would put all the drawn water in the world into it, it would have no effect, because once it's a mikva, you can't invalidate it with drawn water. So why does Hillel call it a hin? Shechayev Adam Lomar Balashan Rabba, because a person is obligated to use the terminology he heard from his teacher. Klomar, hin enu lashem mishnah. The term hin is not mishnaic terminology. Ela lashem Torah, it's biblical terminology. Ela kach shama mirabosav, but this is what he heard from his teachers, Shmaya v'Avtayon. So the same people who were mentioned at the end of the Mishnah were actually the teachers of Shammai and Hillel. V'Rambam kibel me'aviv, Zichrono lebracha, shebimnei shehayu Shmaya v'Avtayon geri tzedek, lo hin yecholin lahotzi mipihen, milas hin, v'hayu omrin in b'makom hin. And quoting the Rambam, it says that because Shmaya v'Avtayon were converts, they were not able to pronounce the word hin, and they said in. So there they say that that Hillel called it an in, not a hin, because that's the way he heard it from his teachers. And we can understand that if they didn't have a hey sound in their native language, that would be difficult for them to say, much the same way that many non-Jews or Balei Tshuva or converts have difficulty pronouncing a ches, because it's not a sound that they were accustomed to making before they had need to do so. Okay, that's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue with Mishnayos Daled and Hey.